Yeah, I'd like to discuss a mitzvah that we're all very familiar with, a mitzvah that we come into contact with, and unfortunately, instead of fully understanding and internalizing the fascinating messages that this mitzvah has, we, excuse the pun, pay lip service and hand service to that mitzvah. And that is a mitzvah of mezuzah. And as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, from the Rishonim and different Achronim, it is literally a mitzvah that can be a life-altering experience when you think about what it's supposed to tell you. And besides that, it's also, perhaps more famously, a Shmira, but we'll first discuss the reminder side. It's a mitzvah, Saseh Shiloy Azman Goroma, so it's relevant to women as much as to men. As the Gemara says, it's a school of Arichas Yomim, and women want that as much as men do. There's a Medrash which tells us that one of the mitzvahs that Normie mentioned to Rus was, you should know, it's not the derech of Benois Yisrael to live in a home without a mezuzah. To which Rus replied, Bashet olini olin, how you sleep, I will sleep. In other words, it was clearly so important, one of the mitzvahs that she mentioned to Rus was this particular idea. It's a mitzvah which Klal Yisrael has held on to throughout the generations under very difficult circumstances. Rephaim Oshri was asked in the Kovna Ghetto whether or not there's a mechuyev, when they were moved, the Jews moved to the Kovna Ghetto, whether they're mechuyev to put on a mezuzah. They were asking more mitzav, being a place like a prison. Yoshvei Choshech v'Tzalmoves, it was a place of impossible darkness and misery. In such a situation, are you mechuyev to put a mezuzah on? To which he replied, you're not mechuyev to put mezuzah in such a ghetto, but not because of that reason, but because it's a diras arai, and the Germans have sinister intentions to move you off somewhere else. And already then, he was one of the few that actually realized this is perhaps going to happen. And again, you see that in the most difficult circumstances, Klal Yisrael were asking and holding on to that mitzvah. So let's try and discuss this mitzvah a bit, just quickly. You can't see this on the tape, but this is what a mezuzah looks like. Parshas Shema and Parshas V'hoyim Shemoya are inside. Behind it is the name Shakai of all names, which we'll speak about according to what the Mefarshim say. And there's also Kuzu, B'muchsas Kuzu, which Kabbalistically is also meant to be written behind the mezuzah. If we have time, we'll perhaps discuss that as well. Kuzu, B'muchsas Kuzu are just the letters after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem in the Aleph Bis. The mitzvah only appears in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Vayeschanan, and afterwards in Parshas Ekev. Rav Hirsch says the reason for that is simply because it wasn't so relevant in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael didn't live in the normal kind of house which has a Tzuras HaPesach, etc. It was temporary tents, and therefore there was no Chiyuv of Mezuzah in the Midbar. As Klal Yisrael are about to enter Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Chiyuv became a Chiyuv, and the mitzvah became something which was more relevant to them. The tzarich lizahe b'ma'oid is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It's such an important mitzvah. It needs tremendous zahiris and tremendous dikduk in the way it's written. And in Mitzvah Shem we're going to see that it needs also tremendous dikduk in thinking, and not just looking at it and just passing it or just touching it. There's tremendous amounts of messages that it portrays to us, which again can be a life-altering experience if we internalize those messages. So let's begin with the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows. The Rambam writes, Chayav Adam Lizor b'mezuzah, it's in Hilchas Mezuzah, Mipnei Shi Chayva Chakoel Tomit. The Mezuzah is a Chayva Chakoel, it's a Chayva for everyone, always. And then he says as follows, V'kol Zman Shi Yikonis V'yetzik. Every time a person passes by, goes in or goes out, Yifka B'yichut Hashem, he comes across, he crosses the, passes by the Yichut Hashem, he meets up with the Yichut Hashem, Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the mezuzah is a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name Shakai. That's why people put the sheen. If you don't see the internal side of the mezuzah, you don't see the mezuzah scroll itself, people put the sheen to remind us of the name Shakai. And when you cross, when you meet that name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yizkor HaHavasa, you have to remember his love. The year of Mishinosi, that will wake you up from your sleep, the Shigiyos of Bahavli Azman, and your erroneous ways in a fleeting world. Basically what the Rambam here is saying in the first part is that the mezuzah is like a wake-up call. It's there to remind us not to waste time. Remind yourself of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you. That should wake you up, it should be a jolt. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah Fuad Hash says that the root of the word mezuzah is zuz, move. It's a jolt that should wake us up and make us aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His love for us. Mezuzah, Rabbeinu B'chai writes, is a gematria, the way we pronounce the Shem Havaya, Aleph plus Dalet plus Nun plus Yud equals 65, which is exactly the same gematria as the word mezuzah. So it's a wake-up call. It's there to remind you, to remind yourself of Hashem, remind about Ahavosai, His love for us, and that should awaken a person to jolt them, give them a wake-up call. Zuz, wake up, don't waste your time, use your time valuably. Just derech agav, parenthetically, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Ephraim was one of the Rishonim. He points out in Sefer Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain time spans, and those particular figures that make those time spans actually have a very healthy reminder that we should use our time for Torah mitzvahs. He writes, there's no coincidence, there are 24 hours a day and there are 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Use your 24 hours for learning Tanakh. There are 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute, and 60 Masechtas in Shas. That's why a Gaon used to be called a Gaon once upon a time, which is Gematria 60. Use your hours, use your minutes for Torah learning. There are 6 working days a week, Shishu Sidri Mishnah, 4 seasons in a year, Arba Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, and 365 days a year, also 365 mitzvahs loisaseh. All these different numbers scream the message, occupy your time with Torah and mitzvahs, and not, as the Rambam says, v'yeor mishnoseh v'shigiyosov b'havli azman. So that's the first part of the Rambam. It's a wake-up call, don't waste your time, and realize how much you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how much you have to connect to Him, and that should be the first important reminder. The Rambam continues and says, V'yeda, and you should know, she'ein dovar ha'oymed la'olam u la'olmei olamim. A person should know that there is nothing which is eternal. Ela yediyas tzur ha'olam. The only eternal thing which lasts forever is the knowledge of tzur ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our knowledge kav yachal of His, and His knowledge of us. And when you realize that there is only one permanent existence, and that is Him, umiyad, says the Rambam, hu chayze ledaitoi v'hoylech b'darchi mishorim. As soon as you realize that, and you think about that part, says the Rambam, immediately, that's more like, instead of a gentle push, that's more like an electric shock, this one, injecting into us, not the avo we mentioned before, but more of an injection of yiro. And when you realize there's only one permanent existence in this world, and that's yediyas tzur ha'olam, umiyad hu chayze ledaita, that will immediately make a person get back to his das and his correct focus, v'hoylech b'darki mishorim, and the person will go on the correct derech. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichet Tzadik Baruch, explains this part of the Rambam as a reminder that a person who passes by a mezuzah should remind himself that there's only one permanent existence in this world, and that's Hashem. Empires go and empires come, cities go and cities come, communities come and go, and unfortunately, if we're really honest with ourselves, we'd admit that most houses outlive their owners, including their owners' grandchildren. And when you go to places like Poland and you pass the shtetlich that were once full of life, full of Jewish life, the only thing that remains there on the side is the mezuzah mark door, the mezuzah mark on the door. And all this is what the Rambam's telling us, is a screaming message. There is only one permanent existence in this world, and that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And everyone and everything is temporary. People think they're indispensable, but the graveyard is full of indispensable people. And basically, the reminder is, first it seems the Rambam feels we don't have to always go to the pachad of the fact that people eventually leave this world. He first starts with the Ava side, but then the mezuzah also has a much stronger message to remind you that there is only one permanent existence in this world, and that is Yediyas Tzur Ha'olam. When a person thinks about that, says the Rambam, miyad, he'll immediately go on the correct derech and do what he's supposed to do. So that is basically the Rambam. The Rambam says there's two aspects. The mezuzah, the wake-up call, to remind yourself to use your time properly, and then afterwards you have the stronger message of the Yeda. You should realize there's only one permanent existence, and that is Yediyas Tzur Ha'olam. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Smag also learn simply that the reminder of the mezuzah is a reminder to use your property, to use your belongings for avodas Hashem. The tefillin shorosh on the head to remind the person to be meshabet his machshavos to Hashem. The tefillin shel yad on the left hand side next to the lave to remind the person to be meshabet his taivas and use his taivas etc. for the right service of Hashem. Then says Rabbeinu Yonah, the purpose of the mezuzah on the door is to remind you that inside your home, inside this house, is your property, is your wealth, are your belongings, and that also needs to be devoted to the service of Hashem. That's the idea Rabbeinu Yonah brings down. Rabbeinu Bechaya, again, we're mentioning just many different ideas. Obviously, each time a person passes a mezuzah, he can't stand there for half an hour going through each idea, but if a person summarizes these ideas in their mind, then each time can be a different idea and a different reminder, and as we said beforehand, it can really be a life-altering experience. Rabbeinu Bechaya discusses why, of all names, is the name Shakai mentioned, written behind the mezuzah, on the exterior side of the mezuzah. So he writes as follows, and this is in Devarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes. Ulefi Pshutai, Tam heyoseinu koisvin shem shol Shakai b'mezuzah. The reason why the name Shakai specifically is mentioned on the exterior side of the mezuzah is because lefi shahumois choishvim, the nations of the world believe shatzlochas habatim tzluya b'mareches hakichovim. The nations of the world are very into believing that their hatzlocha with panosa and all these other things are dependent on the constellations, which zodiac I was born in, what number streets I do or do not live in. These kinds of superstitious things are what people think determine their success, their wealth, and their health. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, "Umipnei shahashem hazeh." This name, the name Shakai, meshadeid. Again, he's taking the word Shakai and saying that the actual essence of the word means from the word leshaded, which means to conquer, to dominate, to control. This holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meshadeid umenatzeach hamareches. There is such a thing as the zodiacs and the mazolas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshadeid; he controls and conquers those constellations and can turn them and change them. Ve'ed mazal Yisrael, and alkei nichtov oisei lirmois ki mimenoi hashecha v'atoyim nichas alabatim loy mina maracha. That name Shakai is specifically written on the exterior side of the mezuzah to remind us that success, panosa, hatzlocha comes from him, and it's not something which is dependent on the mareches, on the constellations, where we were born, when we were born, and how we were born. It's all dependent on him, and he should be the address that we turn to. So on the homes that we walk in, we have the mezuzah to remind us, and we see the name Sheen, the name Shakai there, to remind us that he is the one who is meshadeid and always can control and dominate and change the mareches, and that's the address to turn to and to daven to. There's a very fascinating Vio Hagra, the Vilna Gaon on Megillas Rus. The Vilna Gaon comes to explain, and he does it in a very clear, he takes us by the hand and takes us through something which would otherwise be difficult to understand, but explains to us clearly the reason why on the interior side, the inside of the mezuzah, is the Shem Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elekeinu Hashem, the name Yudkei Vavkei. And on the exterior side of the mezuzah is the name Shakai. So the Vilna Gaon very clearly and beautifully explains this to us. So I just want to read out the Loshon of what he says it. Yodua Sheyesh Shnei Bechinois. We know that there are two concepts, two aspects. There's Chesed V'din. V'hei Nikroim Havaya V'Shakai. He's going to explain now why we know Shem Havaya is always symbolic of Midas HaChesed, and the name Shakai is symbolic of Midas HaDin. We're limited how much we understand these things, but the Vilna Gaon really, as I say, takes us by the hand and explains these inyonim very clearly. There's chesed and din. Havaya is chesed and din is shakai. Ki mitzad ha-chesed. Mitzad ha-chesed, lehetiv tomid b'li hefzik. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us constant chesed b'li hefzik. There's no interruption to the chesed that he showers upon us. Va'af l'sheheinu hogum. He also showers chesed upon those that are really unworthy of that chesed. A person could be sinning, and at the same time he's breathing and countless things are happening within him that are absolute chesed. Even to someone who's Eino Hogun. Valdovazeh Havaya. This is symbolic of the name Havaya, which as we know is Hoyo Hoyve V'yeh, or Mahava HaKoil. When a person says Shema Ikadin, a person has to say the name of Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, one is Mechuyev to think, Hoyo Hoyve V'yeh, he was, he is, he always will be. Constantly there. Kishmoisav Yisborach Al Shem Pu'uloisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, Kaviyochel, they are Al Shem Pu'uloisav. The way he monitors and acts in this world are expressions, Kaviyochel, of his name. U'Pu'uloisav Nimshach Mi'atzmusay. So he explains, this is the connection between the Shem Havaya and the Midas HaChesed. U'Kishem Shehu Yisborach Bli Tchila V'Tichla. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no beginning and has no end, he's Hoya Hoyve V'ya, he's constantly there. Kain cheftzoi uretzoinoi lehetiv libruov. Similarly, his will and his rotzen is to constantly be mative to his creations. Velifol pu'uloisov ad blidai. Vezesh shemoi hoya hoive v'yeh umahav hakol bli gvul v'tachas. Midzachesed dictates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midzachesed dictates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who himself is always and constantly there, the chesed which emanates from that is always constantly there. And it's, as he said, something which has no end to it. It's constantly showering upon us on the creations of Hashem. And there is no gvul, there is no limitations to it, there's no tachlis, there's no end to it. He's constantly, his midas chesed is constantly showering on this world. So again, the Shem Havaya, which is the name of his permanence, so showing that he always was, is, and always will be, that is symbolic of the midas chesed, which is always constantly showering upon us. And there is no die, the word die meaning enough, it's never, the concept of stopping or die doesn't exist in the Shem Havah, in that particular middle of Hashem's Chesed. That's the Bechinas Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shem Havah. He is constant and so is his Midas HaChesed. Continues the Vilna Gaon, or Bechinas Din, what's about the Din? That's not like that. The Din is not constantly. The word din comes to the word dai, right? Dayan is someone who paskens the din, and he says dai. It's not that it's constantly flowing on a person. This is yours, this is not yours. This is mutter, this is not mutter. Dai, he says dai, as the Vilna Gaon explains. Ubechinas din hu shaloi lispashit u lashpia kol kach librov. Din dictates that he's not going to be spreading out and being mashpia and showering so much to his creations. Elo b'shir. With the Midas HaDin, there's a shiru, there's limitations. There's a shiru. V'zeu Shem Shakai. As we know, the world was created, Shakai Sha'oma La'ilom Oidai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the world expand, but then eventually he said, Dai. With the name Shakai Kaviyochel, he said, Sha'oma La'ilom Oidai. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'nosan Gvul La'ilom. He gave limitations to the world. Shelo Yisgadol Shitcha Yoyse. The expansion of the world should not just continue endlessly. Adkan. So says the Vilna Gaon, again, Chesed is the Shem Havaya, and Din is from the name Shakai, Sha'omal Elo Moidai. In the world of Din, in the world of strict justice, there's the concept of Dai. This you deserve, you get. This you don't deserve, you don't get. This is yours, this is not yours. What is this relevant to us, says the Vilna Gaon? V'chein tzorech liyos ba'odom ha'shnei b'chines halalu Chesed v'din. Every human being has to emulate and have in him both the Midas HaChesed and the Midas HaDin. How do we unite the two? Hainu. Ledarkei Hashem, when it comes to Darkei Hashem, Nishtamesh Midas HaChesed. When it comes to our spiritual life, we have to emulate the Midas HaChesed, which again dictates constant, uninterrupted Chesed. La'alois ma'alo ma'alo ad b'lishio v'lios ach osuk b'atoir v'avoidah. When it comes to the spiritual aspects of life, a person has to emulate Hashem's Midas HaChesed and only constantly grow, develop, and blossom in Torah and avoid her, etc. Just like his Midas HaChesed is uninterrupted and constant, so similarly we have to emulate that Midas HaChesed and be constantly in an uninterrupted way growing and developing. That's as far as the Neshama, the spiritual, is concerned. Ubin Yoni Haguf, says the Vilna Gaon, as far as the physical activities of life are concerned, v'macholoi v'cholin yonov, when it comes to eating and drinking, etc. There, tinag v'midas hadin v'loy l'malas tavosi. There, when it comes to the physical activities of life, a person has to be able to say, die. You have to emulate the name Shakai and learn and understand that I have to eat now, I have to drink now, I have to have a vacation now, whatever it may be. But in that world, you have to know how to say die. Enough. There's limitations. There's a shiur how much a person should indulge in these kind of things. And when it comes to the spiritual world, there is no diet. I should say no diet. Right? A person has to constantly grow and constantly develop. When a person is in their physical activities, then they have to constantly remind themselves that the name Shakai reminds us that die. You have to know when to say enough. Ad kan, it's time to get back to my ruchnias activities. But in the world of the spiritual world, a person has to never emulate that word die. It's never enough, and a person must continue doing that until they die. Valdovo seho inyu b'mezuzah. This is the Indian, says the Vilna Gaon, of mezuzah. Havaya milgav v'shakai milbar. Inside the mezuzah, on the internal side of the mezuzah, we have the shem havaya. On the external side of the mezuzah, we have the shem shakai. V'rotza loyma. Shebinyon ne ha'neshoma ha'pnimiyas sh'yoshvim b'chedri ha'neshoma sorech lisnaig midas ha'chesed. Again, when the mezuzah is rolled up, you don't see the shem havaya. All we see on the external side is the shem shakai. What the Vilna Gaon is saying here is that the external part of the mezuzah corresponds to our external bodies, from which we get the message, Shakai. Look at the external side of the mezuzah, realize it's talking to your external existence, your body, and learn how to say the name Shakai, die in my physical activities. But the internal side of the mezuzah, the part that I do not see, is the Shem Havaya, which is addressing the part of me that I also don't see, which is my neshoma, which is Bechedre Chadorim, so to speak, symbolically, inside, hidden within me. And this is what the Vilna Gaon says, that the name, as a person passes by the mezuzah, they should look at the name Shakai, realize the external is talking to your external, die when your physical activities, and the internal is addressing what you don't see, that as far as your neshoma is concerned, you have to emulate it with a midas ha-chesed and constantly, in an uninterrupted way, grow and develop. And this is something which he writes afterwards, that one is dependent on the other. The more you say die to your physical activities, the more inside there'll be the midas ha-chesed. He actually says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mashpia. We can actually dictate how much shefa comes down to the world of the midas ha-chesed according to the way we, so to speak, say die on the external things that we do in this world. Someone brought down the square Rebbe, brings from the Baal Shem Tov, that if you look in the mezuzah, you'll notice that the name Shakai is directly on the other side of the word Vahoya in Shemoya, Vahoya. So he brings down from the Baal Shem Tov that Vahoya is always a Lashon of Simcha. Here's the name Shakai directly corresponding on the other side. The more person learns to say Dai in their physical world, the more Vahoya, the more Simcha they'll have in their inner world. As far as kissing the mezuzah and touching the mezuzah, there's many, many different minhagim. But again, if we're discussing the various reminders, I just want to say something which is brought down the Sforim, the Kedushas Levi and others. Very interesting thing. Most of Klal Yisrael have the minhag to touch the mezuzah and kiss it. So it's brought down that the Kedushas Levi and others bring down that a person has, the din is, on a mezuzah, a mezuzah mikadin has to have a sirutot. So does the Sefer Torah, and so does a tefillin, but the mezuzah is unique that every single line of the mezuzah, Meikar Din, has to have sirutot, which means engraved lines, which have to be engraved on every single line of the mezuzah, upon which the letters are written. So simply, posh pshat, it is there to help the Sefer write it clearly on one line. So the Arizal, that a human being also has sirututim, also has engraved lines on their hands. Now, we have very little idea about these things. I think the klal of those that know don't say and those that say don't know applies to this today. But there's no question that the Arizal was a person who, the Sforim being down, could look at a person's hands and see their ritzoinus and see their taivit. It's all written on the hands. On the sutotim of the hand, everything about us and everything we want to do and all our taivas and all our ritzoinus are written on the hand of a person. So it says the Kedushas Levi, symbolically, when we extend our hand and touch the holy mezuzah, we are connecting two sirtutim. On the mezuzah is written, through the sirtutim, which are engraved in the mezuzah, what he wants from us. Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael, and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, V'hoyom Shemaya. That's what he wants from us. On my hands is engraved what I, so to speak, want from myself. So symbolically, when I touch the mezuzah and the two connect, the message we should be thinking is, I'm a vatl my ritzonis, which are written here, to his ritzonis, which are written there. And batl ritzoncha mipnei ritzonoi, that is the message that he brings down, is written, so to speak, the two connect. We have to connect the two, and so to speak, mishabat our ritzonis for his. Rabbi Lef from Eretz Yisrael once pointed out that another reminder of the mezuzah. The mezuzah itself, the Parshas Shema, is written b'loshon yochid. The Parsha B'hoyim Shemoya is written b'loshon rabim. Tishmu'u, asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, la'avo Hashem lekeichem, etc. So the Parsha of Shema and B'hoyim Shemoya, what's written in the mezuzah, is split up between loshon yochid and loshon rabim. The mezuzah itself, actually, is placed in the area which also divides the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, right? The private domain, my home, and the public domain, the street. And he very beautifully pointed out that that's the message, perhaps, that we have to think about. A person has to know exactly what belongs in the Rishus HaRabim and what belongs in the Rishus HaYochid. As we pass the mezuzah, we remind ourselves there are certain things which belong in the street and not in my home. And also, there are certain things that belong in a person's home that don't belong in the public street either. Which is another reminder. So far we've discussed Ben Odom Lamokim reminders, just one Ben Odom Lachaveri reminder, which I saw brought down, Rabbi Fran brings this down in his book, that it's actually Muduik as well, as we'll see in a moment. The reminder that he brings in the name of a wise man, whoever that was, is that the mezuzah, there's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim, how mezuzah should be placed on the door. There are those Rishonim that learn that it should be horizontal, and are those that learn it should be vertical. Well, the Rishonim discuss those two shittas, either horizontal or vertical. The minhag in most of Klal Yisrael is to put in a diagonal shape, which is the question, why is that? We don't usually find in a machlokes Rishonim that we do something in between the two. So this is some sort of pshorah, as he explains, as a person enters their home, they should take a look at the position of the mezuzah and remind themselves there really are two shittas, either horizontal or vertical. But this is like a compromise between the two. And as you enter your home, a person should remind themselves, I'm about to enter compromise territory. Right? A person has to remind themselves that there should be harmony in the home, there has to be compromise. And it's actually interesting that if you look in Parshas Vayeschal, in the first place where Mitzvah Mezuzah appears, immediately after that Rashi brings down the Mitzvah Pshara, which perhaps is a remez to that as well. So these are the reminders of Ben Odom Lamokim, Ben Odom Lachaveri, that a person can and should have as they pass the mezuzah. Meamloyes just writes an interesting thing. He says that a person should always make sure never to put a garbage can or some sort of rubbish bag or a dirty broom or something on the side of the doorpost where the mezuzah is. It's a chefsa de kedusha. The more you treat it as a chefsa de kedusha, the more it will be internalized as such. So he always says it should be treated in such a manner, and therefore we'll get the correct messages. We have another 3 minutes. Just quickly to come on to the Shmira side, which is perhaps the more famous part of the mezuzah. But I think the two are very connected. The more we realize and appreciate the reminder, the more it will be a Shmira. The Ramo writes in his Darki Moshe that the name Shakai symbolizes Shomer Diras Yisrael. It's a Shmira. The Zohar writes that the first time mezuzah is mentioned, it's written without an extra vav, mem zayin zayin vav tov, uchsavtam al mezuzahis beisechos, says the Zohar, mezuzahis, it's oisius zoz mavis. It pushes away death. It's marich yomim. It pushes away death. Rav Tori Ropshitz points out that in the second parsha of mezuzah in Akev, it says mezuzahis with an extra vav, mem zayin vav tov. So he points out that the first and last letter are mem and tov, which is mace. What, so to speak, keeping the mem and tof apart, mace, the internal words are zuzu, which again is what we mentioned before, and the jolt, zuzu, zayin vov is gematria 26, which in light of what we mentioned beforehand is this whole idea of zuzu, if you want to keep mem and tof apart, then zuzu, have that jolt of reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will protect you from the mem and the tof connecting. There are untold amounts of stories of people that have checked their mezuzahs and all sorts of things have happened. Again, I don't think I've given this shiur in Yerushalayim without someone else coming up afterwards and telling me another story. Just quickly, for the next minute, 2 minutes that we have, just to mention some of them quickly. I have a student who told me that her father was on the Entebbe Entebbe, the plane which was kidnapped, which was hijacked on the way to Entebbe. And when he came back afterwards to his home, he checked his mezuzah, and the word Hashemayim was found to be possible. Again, I'm not saying that's why there was a hijack. I'm just saying, let's not get carried away here, but I'm saying it definitely is an extra shmira, and that's what he noticed. One student of mine told me that there was some severe problems, eating habit problems in the house. They checked the mezuzah, and it said, Vochalto, Vochalto, twice. Right. It seems certain Bokram have B'shochmachor, there was a teacher who told me that there was perhaps these problems don't happen so much in Gold's Green in Bnei Brak Mall, but there was a Ganenet who had major problems that there was children who have lice, tremendous amounts of lice, and it was just getting completely out of head. And she checked the mezuzah, and it said in the mezuzah, she told me that Leman Yirbu Yemechem Vimei Kinechem. As a result of that, was the thing. So again, all these are the happiest stories. I prefer not to mention the saddest stories, which I've heard as well. But as I say, the mezuzah is something which is really a life-altering opportunity, which we take to a degree for granted. If a person would see the mezuzah and internalize the messages, then Be'ez Hashem, it can be a great spiritual experience for us, and also a shmira for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael.